Kommen zu Matze, Perikhes, and in Perikhes, and in Kommen zu Matze, Perik Zayen, am Portrait, the Seder and the various mitzvahs which are associated with the Seder. And at the end, at the very end of Chayuches Chometz U'Matzeh, the Rambam apparently was not satisfied with just stating what the halacha is, but he had simply attached a siddur, an agodah, to Chayuches Chometz U'Matzeh. I would like to speak about the differences between Rambam Sagore and our Nusach. Rambam at the end of the conclusion of Chometz U'Matzeh Perikhes, so appended Nagode, and with the following statement. Nusach Agode, this is the Rambam's statement written by him. Shenoagu bo Yisroel bizman Agolus kachi. What is the Bezman HaGolos? As a matter of fact, when the Rambam speaks about the Seder in the beginning of Perek Ches from Chometz U'Matzeh, so he'll always emphasize and always say that Bezman HaGolos, it was different. For instance, let us analyze it a little more. Of course, there are differences between the Nusach HaGodol which our ancestors said when the Bishamil stood on Harabais in the Hedekor in Pesach. So to say, when the Pesach was a perfect yontif, it means every halachic duty was fulfilled by the people. In the Ram will always say, for instance, he writes, "Mevin is one of Shulchan Aruch, ve'olav more v'yerek acher, u'matzo v'chareses, v'guvi shol k'skeves ha'pesach." ובשר חגיגו שיום ארבעו עשר, דרך חסה לא חייב את זה. ובזמן הזה מביאים על השולחן שני מיני בוסר, אחד זכר לפסח ואחד זכר לחגיגו. So the Ram does not describe here the Seder, as בזמן הזה, but on the contrary, he describes the Seder as Pesach, the Seder as the Seder during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and he adds, this man is very different. So the Seder that the Ram portrayed is the one which our ancestors, our forefathers, observed in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. This is the real Seder, the genuine Seder. However, this man is it's not genuine, it's not perfect, because something is missing. So, for instance, right here. Seder Asiyah Smith Veselo Beruch HaMishu HaFakachu. This is the Seder. B'tchila Mezgin Kos Lechol Echad Echad. And it's nothing that happened. Exactly, they used to do what we are doing now. Uvo Abert HaGofen, Ve'emrol of Kiddush, Ayei, Muzman, Yaknahaz, Yaknahaz, Muzman Veshelse. V'rakach Mevim, Nivorech HaMtiv Es Yodayim, Ve'leit Liyodot. Mevim Shulchan Aruch, Well of Moria is the current. The Yerek, Achir, not Moria, Matzor, Harishes, the Goofy Shot Kevesa Pesach, Upsach, Dino Shayima Borosa. No, what kind of a Seder is it? It's not our Seder. It's the Seder of the people who work on temporaries of the Beis HaMikdash. But you learn, the Bisman Azeh, it has been altered. It's not the same. Bizman Azeh, מביאים על השולחון שני מיני בוסר, אחד, יש שני תקשורים, אחד צריך על הפסח ואחד צריך על הפסח. In the frame of reference is the Pesach Yerushalayim, the frame of reference. Within this frame of reference, from time to time, the Rambam points out that Bizman HaZeh is different. Then, again, Shebechol HaLeleis, when the Yichlim, Bosor Tzori, Sholuk Umgusha. This is the Kasha which is related to the Korban Pesach. We have no Kasha. Related to Korban Pesach, which is simple reason, because we have no Korban Pesach. But the Zman Abayis, they used to ask a question which was exclusively dedicated to the Psara Pesach. Then, Duna Tamachas Shebchalos, when they ate him, Bresa Tzoli, Sholok Vushol, Va'alayla Hazeh Kulei Tzoli. Then Avachigimu, he made the following modification, again the same modification. Bizman Hazeh, in the Rune of Alayla Hazeh Kulei Tzoli, Shein Lo Nukom, Umasul Bignus, Shein Lo Nukom. So we skip really the question. It's again, the normal, the frame of reference is Zman Habayis. Zman Hazeh is an exception to the ordinary exception. Next, when he speaks about lifting the matzah and the pesah, the matzah and the moria, the moria zeshan echem ha-shumar, matzah zeshan echem ha-shumar. He said again, the marzer ha-shuchon lefonot, ואם הפסח זה שאני איכלים, על שם שפסח הקדוש ברוך הוא, מי אבות הריסיני במצרים, שניים הרבה, מה אתם זה לך פסח? ונדן הגיע נוסס, בזמן הזה, אם הפסח שאוהי אבותינו, איכלים, בזמן שאוהי שקיים, על שם שפסח. זאת פסח זה שאוהי איכלים, אבל פסח זה שאוהי אבותינו איכלים. הגיע. The normal frame of reference is פסח בזמן הבאס. The exception to the rule is the Pesach Bezman Hazeh. Next. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Golanu Migaurat Arisini Mitzrayim Vigiurnu Balayla Hazeh Lechol Bimatzah Umorah. It's good. This is in Beit HaMikdash. Bezman Hazeh Meisit Kirin Ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Lageinu Bimiat Megolim Acherim אבל זה כסף לשולם, סביכם להגיעים הרכב, וססם על הספר, ונכון שם מנזוח ונפצוח, אם תיצו ברוך את השם גאול ישראל, ובואו עבר את הרכב ושי שגן. The normal brocha is the one which used to be recited by our ancestors in Yerushalayim. We don't do that because what we will say, you cannot say that. Anything which would contradict historical reality, so we say it a little different. What? I don't hear you. Which word? We don't know a lot of the Matsum Re, the Rambam is really. We don't know a lot of the Matsum Re, and then a Pesach. This would be indicative. That actually the bracha is also bizman. The muschoi, I mean, it is related not to bizman abayis, but bizman hazeh. But in Rambam, if you read Rambam, it's a good question. When bizman hazeh makes it a king of the Shem, the king of the Tia, the Shem, the Agarim, the Vatam, the Golem, the Chayim. Bizman hazeh, but he has the muschoi. The universal muschoi is the Yidron, the Lala hazeh, Lecho, the Matzeh, and Morayam. It's a good question. You see, in the Mishneh, in the Mishneh is the Shamayim, I don't know, Harakiv, the Mishneh is like that. Excuse me. the Mishnah that I read. The Chesed Begula, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Tes Zayin, Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Beis. The Chesed Begula. What does he say? Rabbi Meir Reimer, Rabbi Tarf Reimer, Asher Galonu, the Gola of Sarasenu Mitzrayim, Rabbi Sivenu Mitzrayim, the Lohu Yachesem, it was a broche Tzore, not a broche Aruche. Rabbi Kiv Reimer, Rabbi Kiv Reimer, he transformed this broche in a broche Aruche. It means which contains not only Shevach, but Eidoy as well, not only that. Shelach in a doe, but Bakosh in Tfil as well. Rabakive, Oyoimir, Rabakiveimir, Kein Adeshem, Rakein Lotia Vesenu, Yageinu Leleadi, Velegovim Acherim, Aboim Lutrosenu Lesholim, Smechim Bimiyan Erecho, Vesoshim Baredesecho, Velecha Lesholim. Napsochim, Nazochim, Nazochim, Napsochim, Ad Goal Yisrael. He's most of Shehim. Interpret it as a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, whether the brocha Ashadolom and Golas Vestain in Mitzrayim is a brocha Ktsore, the Sachas Biboruch and the Chesemes Biboruch, there is no element like the Koshe or the Kvos in the brocha. But as a brocha Mishichayom, as a brocha Golas Vestain in Mitzrayim, you don't have a lot of the Matamurka, a brocha Mishichayom. This is Rabbi Tarfon speaking. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's a broch arucho. A broch arucho is not only shevach, but a bakosha too. And hence, that is the reason why, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's our minute, the broch is a broch arucho. We are facing, Kino, Shemel, Kino, Yadeno, Maimu, Gavachino. But rather, there is shevach and bakosha intertwined, intermingled, it is a broch arucho. The Rambam interprets that this is not, there was no machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarf. It was a question, I mean, revolved about the problem of when the broche was formulated. According to Rabbi Meir, the broche is an old broche of the at the Pesach, which they used to celebrate, I mean, in Yerushalayim, when the Beit HaMikdash was still on its place. In the contra of Meir, the whole broche consisted in just a shelach, for a word of praise and gratitude, for making us survive and celebrate Pesach. And that's close enough. Rabbi Akiva, it was Lachachum, Rabbi Akiva, of course. So Rabbi Akiva had it, no, you cannot, so to say, forget that it's a time of, that you live in time of freedom and crisis, and it would be most appropriate for us to like to extend the broche, to make a broche, a ruche out of this broche, in order to insert a tefillah, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that history should change, and that the Melech HaMashiach should come, and the Beis HaMikdash should be restored to its previous glory. Yes. That, as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, I believe so, it's the Rambam, I don't remember exactly what kind of words he uses. The Rambam interprets like that. It's not a question of the Achlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, in a matter of fact, Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara of Rabbi Tarfon was a king, Rabbi Tarfon, Shimei, Beis HaMikdash, that once, and the many shares about Mumin, Mubuhiz about Mumin, Mubuhiz about Mumin, he used to address to Rabbi Tarfon because he remembered, I mean, all those shares, I mean, since this day, as a young king, Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Tarfon was much older than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva already was, Rabbi Akiva was born, was Lachachum. Rabbi Akiva was already belonged to a generation, a post-Chum generation. It is Rabbi Tarfon, they had no need for the to convert the broche of Mashal Olonu into a broche aruche, the bakoshe, and there is no need for bakoshe. A contra, you see that the Mashal Olonu contains not only the Derech, but for the missing in the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us in the past, but Abakoshe for the Gula Shlishis, for the real Gula, for the genuine redemption of the people in Binyan Ben Samigdash. Tehina Hashem Elokeinu, Yadeinu Mahat Elokeinu Masayim, Avon Nisan Shalim, Tzmechim Bibinyan Erecho, Vesosim Mabavet Yisecho, Vnecha Shom Min Azvochem Min Apsochim, Asher Yodi Yadom Ma'otir Mizvechach Olorotem. This is the reason why there is Lechu B'Matzah Moreh, and we don't say Lechu B'Pesach Matzah Moreh. Because this broche, I mean, a contra betarfum, included Abakoshe, included already the times, particularly Rabbi Akiva. A contra Rabbi Akiva, this broche, Lashar Golonu, addressed itself to the historical situation of food. And Rabbi Akiva inserted a special bakoshe for that. They tell me then, during the times of Rabbi Akiva, and so you couldn't say we're going to allow as well, as the one was also saying, going to allow as well, we're going to allow as well, Pesach, there was no Pesach. It's only a cover to it. In the first part, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed which he bestowed upon you. The chesed which he bestowed upon us consists of one thing, that we survived. We survived, and we celebrate another May and another Pesach. If you want to, why is it so important? Because on Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed mitzvahs, there's a matzah more. Matzah more we thank you. Because actually, John Avala is the Lechu B'Matzah Moreh. However, Pesach did not be mentioned because Pesach, the Bishamish, is in debris and ruins. You cannot say that. Thank you for Pesach. This would not be true. We attended, we added right away the second part, Bakoshi, which refers exclusively to Pesach. Hakina Shemotino. יבין למה לא מאחר, אבל נשמע, שמח מביא נרחם, ושמח מביא נרחם, ונרחם שם מן הזווחם מן הפסוחים. מה צמורה יותר מזמין שמנרחם שם מן הזווחם מן הפסוחים, מה צמורה? אז מה צמורה יצא את הכל לשבור אופן בפור? The only question is, what is the בקושי? The בקושי does not revolve around מה צמורה, but the בקושי revolves about what? About being a מקדש, לחורבוני, about the restoration of the מיסן מקדש. This is the Rambam, and it's shoot very well in the Mishnah. Did you see what the Rambam says in Pirkei Mishnah? No. Only if I could just a minute. Here it is. The Halacha k'Rav Akiva. The Rambam here says the Halacha k'Rav Akiva. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis would appear with the G-d. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis gives us the impression as if there is a disagreement between Rabbi Tarach and Rabbi Akiva. No, the way he formulated it in Mishneh Teret, it's no disagreement between Rabbi Tarach and Rabbi Akiva. It's only Rabbi Tarach and Rabbi Akiva speak, each one speaks of a different period, of a different era. The pre-Churban era and the post-Churban era. Is the pre-Churban era is Rabbi Tarach's Nusche, the proper Nusche. If the Mishnah speaks of after Churban, of the period which followed Churban, or Rabbi Akiva's Bakoshe fits in this frame of reference. Thanks. By the way, I mean, while we are busy with explaining the Machlekes Rabbi Tarach and Rabbi Akiva, I would like to add the following. what Rabbi Akiva added is not just because it is Pesach night, it's proper to say it, to be mispallel, to address our prayers to God that the Beis HaMikdash is Horeb, Beis HaMikdash is Horeb, and ask him to accelerate the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash and so on. This is not because Pesach, and Pesach night, I mean, is there are young Tevim which the Chum Beis HaMikdash per se is not, which are not, we haven't been affected so much by the Chum Beis HaMikdash as Pesach. The whole Pesach was a different one in Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in Bisman Shel Yerushalayim, where Hesal Ben Yonah, who was on his place, at the Beis HaMikdash. So a different Pesach. Basically, people, the Jews, the concept of contemporaries of Beis HaMikdash, couldn't imagine a Pesach without a Korban Pesach. Without his Korban Pesach, it was not complete, completely dislocated, and they simply did not feel the Kedushas Sachar the way they used to experience before the Korban Beis HaMikdash. But of course, Abakoshe for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash is in place. Rabbi Akiva's Abakoshe. But I believe there's more than that. Rabbi Akiva apparently that in Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, there should be the Geula HaSidah, and the Malchus of Beis Dovid and the Bein HaMikdash is a part of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Maschel Begnus, Misayim B'Shvach. What is Shvach? Ma'itin Hashem Hashem Yad Chazok Yisrael in Tuya. Or Ma'aran and the Jera Yerad Mitzrayim. Is in the Shvach, is also, we must, but Maschel Begnus Misayim B'Shvach is more than that. Maschel Begnus, Sipolitias Mitzrayim should begin with the humble origin of the Am Yisrael, and finish, not only with Mitzrayim, the Fritzach Hadash Bachav. This is not a Shvach we are so proud of. Not a Tzach Hadash Bachav for this. Finish with the sticky nail on the mouth of Shaddai and the Gula Hasidim of the whole world and the being Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva have a Meisiv, Kein Hashem Kein Yageinu Nadal Golem Achirin, Smeichim Bivin Yen Erecho Ritzosim Bavid Yosecha. This is a part of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? Of the Gula Hasidim. How do I know that? As the Gula HaSidah, the mention of the Gula HaSidah, and our profession of faith in the Gula HaSidah, and also the tefillah, as the Gula HaSidah should arrive as soon as possible, how it belongs into the Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, into the system of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? What Masel Musum Sayim Shvach? Somebody can say Shvach means what happened in Mitzrayim 4,000 or 5,000 years ago? So reinterpretation of the semantics of the Shvach, the Sayim Shvach, it's more than just Shvach. Not Shvach is as important. Important is that there is a second name on the Melch HaShadah. How do I know that? I have a very simple proof of that. That the Kos Shlishi, the Kos Revi, has no mention of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not a word. In Rambam, not a word, because the Rambam has no Halal HaGadol. The Rambam has Kos Revi, he hasn't got a Halal HaGadol. Should be recited of the Kos Revi. Nor does the Rambam have Nishmas, where Mitzrayim is mentioned. Nishmas. All the Rambam is Hallel, from the Rambam Kos Revi, you recite the Pesach is Hallel, means Leil Lanu, until the end. They say Ya'alucho, Melech Mulo Batish Boches in Budvar. So can you find the Yisipa Yitzias Mitzrayim in the second half of the Hallel, which we recite over the case Revi, a mention of Yisipa Yitzias Mitzrayim? Not a single mention. Not like a human. So what is the answer? The answer is already, I mean, the answer is no. And it might be the difficulty machlekes is the Shammai and Beis Hillel, how much Hallel, how many psalms of Hallel you say over the second verse. According to Beis Hillel, you say two chapters. Hallel Ad Hashem, the Tisha Sol Mitzrayim. According to Beis Shammai, you say only one chapter. The case is all in the Tzoyim, he lives for the Kos Revi. Why is it? Because according to Beis Shammai, wanted that the Kos Revi should also, the Shira of the Kos Revi should include at least a reminder. Or a day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why Beis Shammai said that the Yitzias Mitzrayim is a part of the Hallel which I recite over the Kos Revi. And apparently Beis Hillel didn't care about it. The Kos Revi is a paradoxical. Kos Revi is one of the four cases of Gula. It means the secret Yitzias Mitzrayim is divided into four parts, and the fourth part is Hallel, but a very funny Hallel. A Hallel which has no, the Gram Mitzrayim is not mentioned. You start with Lom Lashem Lelonu, for sure, for 10 covenants. So the answer is, as this. A Gula is mentioned in the fourth verse. Not one Gula, mentioned in the fourth verse. For instance, you say, Hallel and Halak Godel and Nishmas. Go ahead. And even according to the Rambam, Gula is mentioned. The Rambam has no Halak Godel nor Nishmas. Gula is mentioned in Hallel itself, in the Leilonu. Hallel it begins with Leilonu. But it is Gula Atsile. And it's a double portion from it, not a Chachna Kabbalah, but the fourth course is Gula Atsile. If you see us Mitzrayim, so this proves the following assumption, the following premise, that namely, that Gula Aside is a part of the Maskul Dugnus Mitzrayim Mishvach. Mitzrayim Mishvach means in universal terms, in cosmic universal terms. The Machus HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread and include everybody, not only man, but any living thing. Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva already started, introduced this motif from Tikkun Elam and Malchus Shaddai, introduced it, Rabbi Akiva, into this Baruch HaShem Elonu of the second course. So second course is Yadena Shemotim Ladim, Lagom Acherim, Avon Hashem Hashem, Smechim Bibi and Erecha, the Sosim of the Zahar, which means then the Gula will be complete. And then the Gula Sipa is just trying to reach its apex. And then when this Gula will come around, will finally be realized, the great universal Gula. The Nedelachos, was already saying, I'm sorry. Shichodosh is all the first one. Why is not Shichodosh? Why is Shichodosh? It's the question. So the Medrash says, Shichodosh means you apply Shichodosh, you speak of Shichodosh with the Gula, which is responsible for singing the Shire, is just of a transient character. Just of a transient character. Then we say Shiro Chadosh. But when the Gula is permanent and total, And then it's not Shir Chodosh, but a stronger noun, apparently, Shir Chodosh is a stronger noun. Then it is Shir Chodosh. And interesting is how they interpret the Agoda. לפי תוך אנחנו היום לילד כבר לשביר אפשר להם לברוך לה ולקוויס מי שעושה לה בסעין הניסים האלו ליצון ומאזוס לחיור עצמי יום ניסים חמישי לגולו אבל he speaks about what גולו, about מצרים second course, second course in מצרים the whole סיפור is related to מצרים so we say לפי תוך after telling, narrating the great miracles which happened in מצרים before the accident, yes, this itself generates an obligation or a duty on our part to say Shire, to recite Shire. But what kind of a Shire? Shire Chadasha. So, for the Rav HaKor, for Mishosha, Nisim Ha'ilu, it's Yonu Mardus Tachayus, Shiva Ligula, Mafir Le'ogodem, the name Aleph Anav, but not Shire Chadasha. And then we have Shiro Chadosho, Halalukov. Because we are speaking about Gulas Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was the transient character. It's the Shiro which we sing Patrick Boru, I mean, because of the Gulas Mitzrayim, is connected exclusively, I mean, in the second course. When Alu Adi Hashem and the Kintus of Mitzrayim is connected exclusively with the Shiro Mitzrayim, and the splitting of the sea, I mean the GPS Ayom. Does not include yet our Shira does not include yet our faith and our belief that the Gula will be completed in the future. It will become universal and almost cosmic the Gula. Include everybody. It's only over the second course we deal exclusively with Yitzias Mitzrayim, the name Aleph of Shiro, Chadosho, Haluko. What is the Shire? The two Psalms of Haluko. The two chapters of Haluko. Haluko, Alu, Alu, Hashem, Yishon, Hashem, Vero, and the Tzitz Yisrael, the Mitzrayim. Just a minute. When you come, then you get to Ashavolon and the goal of everything. And in Mitzrayim, after you are through with the Shire, which is related to Yitzias Mitzrayim, you begin to say the Broche. Ashavolon and the goal of everything in Mitzrayim. The Yon Alal Azul Lecho Bimat Femora. Rabbi Tavon does not have to review or to repeat what kind of a Shire will say. As a point of time, it's only one short break. Rabbi Akiva had amazing. Rabbi Akiva extended it. But what Rabbi Akiva had in here? Then Hashem HaKiri, Adeinu L'miyadin, L'golem Achirim, Ari Avoyim, L'kotin L'shalem. But this is just a personal, private question. I want you again that I should survive and be able to celebrate the next holiday. Then Hashem HaKiri, Adeinu L'miyadin, L'achirim, L'golem Achirim, L'shalem. Smeichin B'dinyan Arechor, not the most trying already. Make in the year in the record, the suffering by the Sechor. Lehoshom in Azwachim in Absochim, Asher Yagi Adom of Artir Mizbechach or Lehoshim, it means the service of Migash will be rebuilt. The Nedelochoshom Shnegelocho, Shir Chodosh, Adul Asenu, Avdus Nafshenu, Boruch Atah Adeshem Goal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva's Shir is already not related exclusively to Mitzrayim. But when it says, Melechim Bevi in Erecho, Vesosu Mevi Zecho, it means being a Midosh. What the restoration of the Midosh means to us, I don't have to tell you that. It means the Gula Asidu. Gula Asidu means not the provincial Gula, not a limited Gula, and not a transient Gula. But it's the great Gula which redeemed the whole world. That is called Shir Chodesh, stronger, more potent. The Rebbe Rabbi Akiva introduced into the Agode the motif of Bias HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach, and being, even though, I mean, we are dealing with an event in Mitzrayim, which is gigantic and very powerful in itself and justifies Shire, but we are not satisfied with the Shire, which is related to Tutu Mitzrayim explicitly. We want more. And this is Rabbi Akiva's motif, which was introduced. Then when we go come to the fourth course, I mean the third course is occupied, is taken by Dreyfus and Moshe. But when you come to the fourth course, so you remind yourself of the promise that Rabbi Akiva made, and the great world will be realized. Then to be a Shir Chodesh. And this Shir Chodesh will begin to say immediately over the fourth class, or the fourth class, that is a Shir Chodesh. According to Rambam, the rest of the Havel, Lulon Hashem Lulonu, to the Shim Chatein Kovit, Al Chaz the Chol HaMetecha. Who buys the rest of the Havel, according to Rabbi Kiri, the Shir Chodesh, because after the apostrophe in Halal, the first two chapters in Halal belong into the group of Shiro Hadasha. Correct? And the Halal, which begins with Leilanu, is already the whole division of the Abiyat HaMoshiach, Gula Seilom, and it's called Shir Chodesh. Why is it so again? Because it's a pasuk. Alus Hashem kol geim shapku kol umim ti gavol in chazu b'mes Hashem leilam alutol. Alus Hashem kol geim. It's actually he addressed himself to the entire mankind, to humanity, to all nations. Kol shabku kol umim, not only umim. Because the gula is not only a private gula, just for some people, but it will be a general universal gula for everybody. To go alone in a half day, Demis Adeshem Leilam. And that's truth, includes everyone. How we call? This apparently. But we pick up the motif, already in Rabbi Akiva's Skin Hashem Akin Yagin and Adam 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 Achim Rishon, Smech Mimin Rech of the Sosim Bavei Zesech. Yeah, of course. I mean, the fact is that at the end, correct. The fact is that at the end of that body, we speak exclusively of being a Bishamit. And the Gula Rashi, exclusively. All right, we call it Payet. But this Payet was written by the Gdela Paitonim. I mean, the Yiba Chatzi Alaylo and all those were written by Yesi Ben Yesi. The Gdela Paitonim, Yesi Ben Yesi. Why suddenly we remind ourselves after the Seder, after we finish Melech Gula Vakish Bochesh, this is a different story. What Boroche? How the simur about the fourth course should be formulated? It's a different story. But after we finish the course review, is that who is in the Torah? We are speaking already about an era, an eschatological era. Suddenly, there is a change. From a natural historical event into eschatological events, into a new era. Ashulei Yengele Lailo, it means it will be a strange time, but a great time. The time of the Gula Hasidim.
Did Shulchan
Aruch
also speak about those that are preventing the Gula
Hasidim? Might, yes. But this is how the Rambam interprets the machlekes between Rabbi Tarf and it's not a machleki. According to Rabbi Akiva, before I conclude my shire over the second course, a shire which is related to Gulas Mitzrayim, I pick up another shire, which I did beauty exactly. I'll do by base on the Shire Kayam. I just pointed out the Rambam has one is the Shtedikare was different. We have on the Kare Azriya Nabeitze or Shemi Nibosa. And the familiar during the time of the Bishamigdos, they used to have on the Kare, on the Shulchan, instead of Leit Hatzinu. The Gufi Shah Pesach and the Gufi Shah Hagiga. They are very simple, of course. Of course, this. And then, during the time of the Samigdash, we used to say, Pesach Shom Erech Limal Shema. Now we might not say Pesach Shom Erech Limal Shema. We have to say Pesach Shom Erech Limal Shema. It's a very simple thing. When also the Pesach Shom Erech Limal Shema. Is not a Shavuot. It's very simple things. Then, of course, the Zman Hazeh, when you get to the Sude, what do you do? I'll just limit myself to the Rambam. What do you do? You wash, you eat. We are making the mitzvah nachlas matzah. Then comes morer, and after matzah and morer comes perek. The way I'm following the Rambam's the Rambam's sequence, let me say order. Rashi mishul kayom. They used to eat first of all pesach chizike. First of all, take a look at it. No, first of all, matzah, and then either matzah more together or matzah more separately. Matzah, and then the matzah some rain, and after matzah more, he eats the Pesach and the Zelach. In a Pesach, in a word, they used to eat Pesach. Pesach in the contemporary Chassidic Milush ate Pesach. We eat matzah, we have only a zecha lePesach, zecha lMikdash, which comes to expression according to the Rambam in Kerach. But with Mashmash Nishir Karim, there was no need for zecha lMikdash. You had the Pesach on the table in front of you. And then also there's a difference between Bizman Shemishu Yekayom and our time, there's another difference with regard to Dafikimen. Bizman Shemishu Yekayom, what was Dafikimen for? What did Dafikimen consist of? Kazaistas, Bizman Hazeh, it's much. But, of course, I mean, there was a Pesach, the people used to eat the Pesach. There was no need for any symbols or substitutes for Pesach, Zechel and Midrash and so forth. Yeah. But basically, in the Agoda itself, there is very much difference between Mizman Shemesh Yekayom or Mizman Hazeh. Slight differences which are not important at all. The only major difference is is Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva. From the Rabbi Kiva, there is a new dimension, actually, in Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is the Gugula Hasidei, and Bizman Sheim B'Samigdash Kayem, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of B'Samigdash. So there will be the do the way Rabbi Tarfon advised us to do. Namely, just a brocha ktsora. Now the Rambam. The Rambam is da'agode. נוסח הגודל שנהגו בישראל בזמן הגולס ככה. מסטיר על כוס שני, Also das ist der Kurs von der Agode, von der Sipur Agode. Ve'emer, apparently immediately before he sits down to the Kosheni, ve'emer bebeiru yoshu aveseinu minitzoyet. Ah? Yotzenu, you heard it say. Bebeiru yotzenu, yotzavseinu, yotzenu minitzoyet. This is, what is it? This is this, well, why is it so important? We don't say it at all. Why is it so important? The Rambam is a headline in Rambam. Before anything else, say, Masr al-Ti Sheni, Vemer Bebeilu Yatsonu Mitzvah. What does correspond in our Agoda to this Rambam's Beilu Yatsonu Mitzvah? What corresponds in our Agoda, a parallel expression? No, what apparently it's not just a phrase which the Rambam adapted and so on. The reason is this is a phrase in the Rambam's Agoda, apparently we have a similar phrase. Parallel to this one. Where do you say? This is, my opinion is, if you have it, you are taking it out of Olachmaya, the Ramham. Where's Olachmaya? At the very beginning, Olachmaya, the Chol Arisan and Barad Mitzvahim, called the Chin, Yisim Yisach, called the Tzuchy, the Pesach, Yisim Yisach, Oshat Ha'ochol, Yisim Yisach, Barad Mitzvahim, Oshat Ha'ad, Yisim Yisach, Barad Mitzvahim, Oshat Ha'ad, Yisim What is the Bebeilu? Actually, let's understand, what is the Bebeilu? Bebeilu. What is it? Semantically, what is it? Beholo. Bebeilu, Beholo. Aramaic, Bebeilu. Beholo. What is Beholo? Beholo is repose. Correct? Beholo is repose. 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 And most probably that this is Lechemeni. What is Lechemeni in the Gemara list of interpretations? Lechemeni, Lechem Shaloni, Shem Dvai, Yash, Yayin, Shemen, one does not discharge his duty because it is Machloa, Machloshi, anyway. But the pshat from Lach Mo'anyo, the way it appears in our Agoda at the very beginning of the Sefer, After I get through with this Kosach Kiddush, I start with Lach Mo'anyo, but the Rambam, the whole Lach Mo'anyo, is prefaced with three words, namely, What is the combination? Why is it necessary? My opinion is, what does it actually mean to be reposing your Tosom Eretz Mitzrayim? This actually, the whole Lach Mo'anyo, and mainly the Bebeilu Yotzei Mitzrayim, is associated, of course, with the Chipozin, and with Rav Gamliel's Maimer, that Kol Mishu Lomar, for Shadvor, Avelu Ba'Pesach, the Yotzei Yidechim, Vosev, Elim Pesach, Matzo, Morer, so let us live out Pesach and Morer, but we concentrate on Matzo. And this is one of the Bebeilu Yotzei Mitzrayim, they did not He did not have the time even to bake the matzah. They had to interrupt the affairs of matzahs, the baking of the matzahs and preparation of food, and leave Mitzrayim immediately, b'chatzeis. This is the Bevilo Yatzonim in Mitzrayim, and that is why, and this is Holach Ma'anya, the Cholav Sine Barad Mitzrayim, in general, with regard to Holach Ma'anya, I want to make the following remark. Oshat Rehocha, called the Tefin, Yeser Yefer, called the Tzrit, the Tzrich, Yeser Yifsach, or Tzrich, Pesach Yeser Yifsach. Why is it necessary to say? Is, in my opinion, we say it in order to meet a requirement which the Rambam considers it very important with regard to Yom Tov in general. The Rambam, but the Rambam is very explicit, unequivocally formulated. No ambiguity. The Rambam sheet is that Simcha Yom Tov, can be fulfilled, immediately duty be fulfilled if I let somebody else participate in it. Suppose, Shemach to Ato Avircho, Vahalvecho Vahamoscho, Vahagir Asher Bishorecho, Vahalevi Asher Bishorecho, Tehen Lechelek Vinachlo Imoch. So the Rambam says that in Rigolim, in regard to Rigolim, is Chamitzuch in Aliyah L'Regu and Korban Simche, and the offering of Chagiges, the regal was the time of Hakolas Kobones, of offering many sacrifices, the mitzvah, the Rosh HaValeisho, and this is the mitzvah Simche, the mitzvah Chagige, and the mitzvah Ferasriye. I mean, it cannot be fulfilled, cannot be achieved, if the Rambam says, nail those things, if he closes his door and doesn't let anybody in. And the Rambam is very sharp in that. I mean, the Rambam is very sharp. But there is nothing, it calls it Simchas Chesed. Simchas Chesed, Simcha is his own organism, but if his own takes care of it, takes care of his own needs, does not, it has no sympathy for the suffering of others. All right? Yeah. Then if you read it, interestingly, just read it. Tell me, is the affair of the Shabbos HaGadol, is mentioned that possibly Chol Shulchan is Mamon Tzike, or no, this entails this. This is the apostle is entailed this. Yeah, but anyway, is the mitzvah for Simcha Yom Tov can be achieved only if the one who is capable of indulging in Simcha and feasting invites a mean two people who are not capable of doing that to participate in the festivities and you let them enjoy the food and his home and Yom Tov. I mean, this is the mitzvah Simcha. But the Rambam says, we have a mission in there. Whoever closes his doors, he then says, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Hello, Simcha's crazy. Simcha of his own belly, the Rambam says. Is what to. So what has it got to do? I believe that Pesach din Matzah is a similar Nechaya as far as its daughter is concerned. The Matzah Pesach is a Nechaya in its daughter. We generate a Chiyu in its daughter, precipitates a Chiyu in its daughter. On the part of all of us, Matzah has the same quality as Yom Tov in general. Yom Tov generates a Chiyu in its daughter. This is a team Yom Tov. Doki and Yom Tov is not just, as I said before, it's not just, of course it's very good, it's nice, noble, if I let others share my wealth and my and the things which I enjoy. It's very well, it's very important. But I mean it's not its dokes. Dokes is always important, in particular, Yom Tov is definitely important. But I think in the Kiyum, from the Gdusha Sayyei, from Simchas Yom Tov, as the Rambam says. The Simchas Yom Tov is the reason of Kiyum from Simchas Yom Tov, unless Simchas Yom Tov goes hand in hand with its dokes, with help extended to the people who cannot afford to enjoy the Yom Tov as beautifully as he can.
What's higher?
Oh, yeah, ready for you, Chis Yom Tov? All right. And the Chayiv is Shnei
Ha...
Chayiv is Shameach, is duty bound, as it's Doki duty. Now, Doki and Yom Tov is a separate Chayiv. Avo Mishnei El Dars is Chatzirei, Missionary of Dalfus Katsere.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Not a Simas Mitzis, as a Simas Mitzis, his own belly, all right. It's selfish and it does not mean Dalfus, does not mean Simas. All I want to add is, the who are the ones, this exactly feet. Not only all the humanitarian, but Pesach as well, and in a double capacity. First of all, Pesach is a holiday. A Yom Tov is like another Yom Tov. But this, the beauty of Tzedakah, that a Yom Tov begins the first day Yom Tov in the morning. At the time when the Jew is ready to go into the Azore, fulfill Riyah's coming, and begin to offer his Kabbonis. There is Riyah and the Shomer Chagiga and so forth. Then, if the korban is nechavui, is consumed by the people who brought the korban, the baile korban, if the baile korban should invite Aroni, the Ager, the lady, I mean, to share with him, I mean, the good things which are preserved or bestowed upon him. In general, I mean, according to the opinion, that in general one must not eat unless he invites others, I mean, to participate in the same meal, to share with the meal with him. But Pesach night is the last one. It's called the 3 days of the Zecher, we call the 3 days of the Yisrach. Of course, Yisrach and Yisrach is a problem in a Pesach night or in New York. It's a passion. Anyway, but this is especially, it might apply to the night of Pesach as a whole, or might apply to the Pesach exclusively. I would say it is the night of Pesach as an entity, that night of Pesach, one should invite for the king, whether he's hungry, for the church, whether he's in need, and this is a theme in Pesach. Zidokia and Pesach is a separate theme. I mean, it is Pesach for two reasons. One reason is because Zidokeh is actually every Yom Tov. It's every Yom Tov a noble act which enhances the Kiyum Simcha. Secondly, because of Pesach. Of Pesach itself. Not the best proof is the institution for Lois Chesed. The institution of Lois Chesed. What's happening in Moshe Chitin? Why don't they have Moshe Chitin before Shavuos, before Sukkot? Because Pesach is a separate Chiyum Tzedakah. Matzah is a Chiyum Tzedakah. Matzah is a Chiyum Tzedakah. That's what they call the Chiyum Yosef Yisach, they call the Chiyum Yosef Yichal, for the Tzitz LePesach Yosef Yisach. The question of Moshe Chitin before Pesach, I mean about the reason behind that meaning, and all the old institution. The institution of Moshe Chitin is mentioned in the Yerushalmi. as best cases, best forces people are and compels people to contribute to other fund, which you use for purchasing the matter for the poor. It's all as the Knesset is always. What is actually the mean, the common denominator in the matter and in the doctor who is sitting? Because you see, there is a question of Italy. But I believe I have the answer. Now what does actually matter? What does actually matter mean, the meaning of matter? In Rabban Gamliel's interpretation, what does it mean? Matzah shamerichim ashumor ashum shalehistik b'tzeker shalavesa. So I'm saying the lahachnit, ashenigla le'imelach malach amloch nachalish boruch hu ba'olam, shnema v'yifes abotek, v'lis matzis, v'yosh mitzrayim v'yochol smoneya, v'gam matzah, v'gam mekele v'osef. What is, what does Rabbi, what does actually Rabban Gamliel tell us? I tell you, it's very interesting. We don't care for Tanya mitzvahs. We don't care for Tanya mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs because the Almighty told us to do, and we find in the performance, in the mitzvah performance, satisfaction without expecting any reward, and so forth. So what did Ramel say? Matzah zuel shemo, an interesting is something else. The Rambam in the Nusach HaGadol. Nusra Gode says, Matzah Zu Shenichem HaShemor, so he's taken something in Lachmi. Exactly, he copies our Nusra. Our Nusra. In the Perek Ches, when he speaks about Rabban Gamliel, he says, U'magdiya, Matzah Be'yodei, Duma Matzah Zu Shenichem, Al-Shem Shrei Hispit, B'tzeikom Shalaseinu Lachmi. Ha-Shemigla Le'em HaKodesh Boruch, U'Gola, Miyad, Shemino Le'yefes HaBotzit, it's the same news. Perek Zayin? Well, there is a number there. Yeah, you will find another one. Matzah Hashem Shenigalo. So in one place he has our Nusra. Our Nusra is Hashem Shehispik B'Tzek Hashar Hashem El Achmet Hashem Nigla Le'Melech Malchan Lochan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golo. In Perek Zayin is a different Nusra. Perek Zayin is Matzu al Shem Shenigalo. I mean, so apparently, when it says al Shem Shenigalo, the Rambam, and we also says about Matzu, al Shem Shenigalo, the Tekas of Senu Lachnit, apparently, both definitions are identical. Al Nigalo means that he speaks the Tekas of Senu Lachnit. Because you know very well, if you have a if there is a contradiction in the Rambam, and I hardly believe that Rambam forgot when he wrote Perek Ches, what he wrote about Matzah and Perek Zayin. So it means that the Rambam saw no difference between the Nusra Hashem Shenigalu and the Nusra and the text. The history of the Tekah Shalav Yisrael Lehachmit. Otherwise, they couldn't accept two things of Matzah. According to Gamliel, the immediate statement about it, about the reason for Matzah, and Morer and Pesach, is Midereise, it's Leyotze Yidechevose, then in Pesach Matzah Morer. What is so important actually, I mean, whether the B'tzeker Shel Avisenu, I mean, had the time, I mean, to ferment, or couldn't ferment, because Pharaoh suddenly, I mean, walked in and told him out, cannot stay in the time any longer, and the way, and they couldn't prepare anything. Is it so important that it has been perpetuated in the days, in the period that every piece of night we have got to eat matzah? Is it so important that is important about matzah? Is because they couldn't let the dough ferment, and they have to take to carry matzah on the shoulder. In my opinion, The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wanted to say is that Gula, the real Gula, the genuine Gula, comes always suddenly, unexpectedly. Moreover, at a time when people are ready to give up hope, when a certain situation is part of the situation, it keeps on deteriorating, and people pray, and people cry, and people beg, rachmim, and mercy, and enough, and there is no answer to their tefillah. No answer at all. Silence. And the people are on the verge of yeyush, of giving up, of forgetting all promises and all predictions by Nevi'im and them. At that moment, when the crisis reaches its maximum of crisis, that the crisis threatens actually, I mean, the very existence of the community, and people begin to give up, as I told you before, the Geula, the Melech HaMashiach comes. Quite often, when the people are in accordance with, and following their own limited and faulty reasoning, their own limited and faulty reasoning, and expect and give up hope, so then the Gula suddenly comes and take them out of the land of affliction. This is exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. The people in Mitzrayim were many, the Jews in Mitzrayim spent many, many years. As a matter of fact, we don't know how many years they spent. It's very hard to understand the finish. For a long time, in the hundreds, anyway, in the hundreds. And the people did not care so much about this letter. So when you see when Moshe came, they did not receive him enthusiastically. But something happened. After Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, when the Jews and Moses' appearance before Pharaoh, it was almost disastrous as far as the consequences were concerned. The Dashibut became heavier, bed-breaking. The great Israel, the prestige of the Jew sank down. And there was no respect for the matter of that. Pharaoh began simply to look upon the Jews with this contempt. Meshe ve'arem, v'chulon al v'sivetechem, v'sivetechem, mi'otimatem. It's not the way you speak to the person you respect. Mi'otimatem, mi'otim. Mi'otimatem, v'shivetechem. Afinim v'milcho v'navdus v'milchim. He actually, Meshe's proposition, nation's suggestion to Pharaoh that he should let the people, give them a furlough for 3 days in order to worship God, he was not rejected, he was ridiculed. People, the Jews, are lazy and they look for all kinds of excuses in order to not to work. So now a new excuse to go into the Midrash and to worship, to take a bonus. It was, and all the hopes the Jews had, because there was a tavoy, there was a tradition carried from generation to generation, that a Gael will come, he will say Prophet Pekaritius, and the Gael will pronounce the two words Prophet Pekaritius, so this will prove that his mission is authentic. Moshe came, he said, Prophet Pekaritius, nothing was known. Not nothing was known. But this is the way the Gula works. And no one expects it. And everybody, I mean, is skeptical about it. And everybody laughs at the possibility of Gula. The Gula sometimes, at midnight, knocks on the door, and the Gula is right there. And this is Matsu. Matsu means something unexpected. I have, well, that is Matsu. Matsu is I stop the process of fermentation. This is Matsu. I don't collect the particular dough exposed, I don't let it be exposed to the atmosphere. And it means it is short, that he is short. It is paradoxical. It is not understandable. This is not. This is Gula. The Gula is when you stop believing, suddenly the Gula is not on your door. As long as the Jews pray, and you see a Chumash. Yes, I hear Yom Rab Meil, Yom Shana Chitzrayim, by Yochum Yisroel Min Aveda, by Yizoko Vatao Shalos Min Alkim Aveda. It is until the time that until the time of Terah's death, so apparently the Jews do not pray to God anymore. They didn't pray at all. They didn't care about the Shibur. Because many Jews led a good life and a physically good life and were prosperous. They had no need. But when did it change? When did this situation change? When the old Pharaoh died. The very moment they died, there was a change of policy, and the government decided to oppress the Jews. I mean, to oppress and to mobilize the Jews as work, as an army of workers, slaves. Then they exactly what our Shabbos was in the letter. But after the Baruch Hu did not answer. Yaraleki wa yedaleki. But the people in Israel had no knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, they had no knowledge of this dialogue, the people in Israel. And at the time when the crisis reached its climax, and the Jewish people were almost on the verge of complete assimilation and disappearance completely. So Moshe came. And Moshe at the beginning was not successful. Moshe at the beginning. Very far from successful. Apparently, they did not believe in medicine. They did not. It's a different question. But apparently, the Makkos did not believe them. The Rambam says that's exactly why they were not convinced. I mean, but anyway, but this is Gula. Rav Chaim Volozhin used to say, I said to him, people think that when the Melech HaMashiach will come, there will be announcements before and the whole world will change a day before the Melech HaMashiach will arrive. It's not correct. It's it. And they used to give a marshal, they used to portray a very strange picture. I imagine he used to say, Bias HaMashiach in the following manner. It's a Monday afternoon, plain, ordinary Monday afternoon. Nothing extra happened. I mean, the sun is covered by clouds, it's raining. It's a bleak Sunday afternoon, and I sit down to prepare the shiur. So I have to say, it's a very difficult shiur. And I sit down at my table and I begin to study. And my wife, the Rebbe, comes in and says, "Listen, Chaim, this time you will not let the soup down. You will watch out of the soup because I cannot afford, to buy rice for every day for you. But imagine, but don't forget. So at time I was in a sit down, she leaves the house. She wanted to go shopping. Time I was in a sit down, then I sit down, I take out the gemara, put on my glasses, then I begin to look in her faces. But suddenly, I felt something different in the air. It is something different. What it is, I can feel it. What is it? And take a look, it's clear, it's not as dark as before. I mean, and the light is not the same light as a bright day, it's different. So I sit down there, probably it's just a subjective impression, I'm wrong. And I sit down, but I cannot study something. And suddenly, I mean, I hear a noise from the yard coming into the house, the noise. So I go over to the window, I mean, I see Yosef the Schneider, I mean, running. And I call him over and say, Yosef, what is it? What happened? So I mean, everything. Mashiach had written it. This is the way. So suddenly, and suddenly the Rebbe comes in, all excited. Chaim, Chaim, and Mr. Zara Mensch. Mashiach is in the market square, I mean, surrounded by all the Shane Eden. And you are still in your house. And now tell her, give me an Al-Shabbat to take a prote. I'll put on Al-Shabbat to take a prote, and I'll go out to receive the Melech HaMashiach to pay homage to him. So she'll make it then, oh, Stolzer is not leveled up. The button was turned off, and I forgot to take a prote. So the question is whether he has a right to receive the Melech HaMashiach, while he'll be closed, and the kapote is two buttons, and the number is required. And so Reb Chaim used to say, it's a kapote, it's three buttons, not four buttons. I went to see the Melech HaMashiach. This is exactly what Gula is. And this is exactly what the Master tells us. So Reb Chaim he waited for the Melech HaMashiach whole Yom. Reb Chaim, the Metz Rosser, this is true, when he used to lie down in the afternoon sometimes to take a nap, he used to tell the people, if it's real noise, we wake up. Because it might mean the bias in Melech HaMashiach. But the very moment when Melech HaMashiach came, he was late, and the kapot was not fixed. He was not ready for the Melech HaMashiach. And this is exactly what happened to the tribe. And the Jews retired. The Jews did not expect all the Naiba Chafei Savaimah. They did it because nature told them to do it, but they didn't understand. They did not expect it to be so swift, so quickly. It will happen. That's what Chaim HaLevin did not suspect. He believed, but he did not suspect that Monday, Greek Monday, will be the Yom HaGula. And this is the greatness of Gula. Matzah Zusha Neichlim Al Shumo. Not so much about because of the Matzah. It doesn't say Matzah Zusha symbolizes, I mean, the punishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon the Mitzvah Matzah Kairos. It doesn't say Matzah Zusha, it's Matzah Kairos. No. Matzah Zusha Neichlim Al Shumo means what happened before. What is matzah? What is that's the exact definition of matzah? Means suddenly, unknowingly, unexpectedly, I didn't believe that the Gula will ever come. But in spite of my limited imagination, and limited faith, the Gula came. Asher Yisplit Beiteker Shal HaRasayinu Lahachmi. Asher Nigra Alei Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golem. It doesn't say, Yisplit Beiteker Shal HaRasayinu Lahachmi, Asher Nigra Alei, he did not expect Gilu Shvini, because the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim was the night of Gilu Shvini, the Meir HaGodel, the Gilu Shvini. No one expected. As a matter of fact, about Moshe Rabbeinu, the only one who was ready to go was Moshe Rabbeinu. When at midnight, the people got the order to leave Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, there was no nation. They could have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why there was confusion. So he speaks the text of Achnas Lidam of Hasbrochus, now he is a bot with his matches to the common. So the Medra says, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? So now says Moshe Rabbeinu was busy in searching, in a search. What did he search? A really shall be. So it was not Moshe. And the Shkabe Balelis, there was no Moshe. And the people were not expecting the Gula. And this means Chippot. What is Chippot? If you expect something, and you figure out logically and the consequences, there's no Chippot. Chippot means somebody who has no plan, and suddenly was upon him, a new burden was imposed upon him, and he didn't know what to do. That's exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. And this is not. And this is the most important feature of Gulas Mitzrayim. Not only that, because Mitzrayim the greatness of Gulas Mitzrayim consists not only in the fact that Avicenu were redeemed and the Avdus Acheres, but this redemption and the revelation of the Almighty was a surprise to the Bnei Yisrael. As if they haven't, they had no knowledge and they did not expect this. And this is exactly what the Rambam says, that before the Seder, before Lachman, the Be'ilu is Yetzir HaVeseinu HaVeseinu. What's the Be'ilu? Is Be'olah. Be'olah. Be'za, hey, lamed, hey. Be'olah. Be'olah means fright, which is caused, motivated by disorderliness and confusion. The man is confused, he gets frightened. May lose it. This is the Allah. This is interesting. Rabbi Gamliel said that three things you have to explain in Pesach night. Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. Three. Correct? Four Mishloam, or Pesach, and Pesach, and Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. We shifted only one to the end, to the beginning of the Agadah. Neither Pesach, he should have said, Pesach shall be saying a Yichlin, I mean, the Yilu or whatever, they could have said something on Pesach. No, Pesach they did not shorten. Pesach did it Pesach, then when we come in the Avodah, in the course of the recital of the Avodah, we come to Rabban Gamliel, after we get through the Ram Eividoli, if you know this process of the Avodah, after you get through the Ram Eividoli, the whole parsha, so you start Rabban Gamliel, then you start Kalman Estinis, but then the Agadah itself, he starts with Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, I mean, addressed his words to three mitzvahs. To Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. So if the Baal Agadah, had found it necessary to move up the Rabban Gamliel's words, because the Be'ulo, Yotzu, Yasonu, Mitzrayim, it actually represents what? Rabban Gamliel's longer definition, namely, as the history of the second saying, Lachman, the Machapa is more for Golan, and the Machapa is much for the comic, the means that this is a long definition by Rabban Gamliel. Here we have a definition of Nazi, the same as Rabban Gamliel. There's not to be a one word missing in the behavior yet. I was saying in this way. So it means it was necessary to move up the Rabban Gamliel's definition to the beginning of the Godhead, to the very introduction into the Godhead. Yes. So this is the case, why didn't we do it to Pesach as well as tomorrow? So apparently, better than about Matzah, but Pesach and Moriah, I mean, we say Pesach and Moriah, but not at the beginning of the Seder. Pesach and Moriah, we say in the last part of the Seder, when we get to Rabban Gamliel. Why the discrimination? Why discriminate? is apparently, I believe that the Nitzins, he doesn't ask this question, but the Nitzins in his Pirush and their brother, in Reish Lakish, by the way, it's a good parish. He has novel ideas, but you should be careful with it. That so says something which Alpi Aloha, I wouldn't have said it, but since the Nitziv says it, and this, and and the fact that the Rabbi Gamliel's definition, only out of the three definitions of the Mitzvah Salaila by Rabbi Gamliel, only one has moved up to the beginning of the Rabbeinu, would confirm the Nitziv's an idea. I mean, it's more, it is almost imaginative. It's imagination. But he says, he speaks about a concept, but he doesn't explain it. What is the central mitzvah of Pesach night? It would have never occurred to me to ask this question. What is the central mitzvah? Mitzvah is a mitzvah. The central mitzvah. No, but then you think of this question. What is the central mitzvah Pesach night? What is it? So he says, Bizman Abayis Batesach. Makes sense. Anyway, whether the Kasha is justified or not, the question, I don't know. But the answer makes sense. Bizman Abayis, he says, Batesach. No, of course I mean. The best proof is that it's called Chagatosach. Translator Yomtev was identified and merged with the term Pesach. As a matter of fact, the Tere, when the Tere speaks about the Yom Tov, it says, "Bein ba'avosa Pesach Hashem." Lachachum, there's no Pesach, so the role which Pesach played, who was shifted and turned over to Matzah. Now, in the special uniqueness of the Leil Chag HaPesach comes to expression in Matzah, not in Pesach. Not in Pesach. Matter of fact, I wanted to try what he said, I wanted to understand it in halachic terms. And I believe that I have an answer, logically, I mean, exactly to understand what he meant. But the matzah is now the main mitzvah. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah Pesach. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah Pesach. Now, the Samidish is for us, and we, there's no mitzvah Pesach. Moreya. The prayer Moreya is the mitzvah, it's not for mitzvah, it's difficult to generate, but. But Morer is Midrabon, not Midraiser. So Morer is not Mitzvah. So the only mitzvah, the only mitzvah deraiser which is saved from the Churban is Matzah. But Matzah is Menazeh deraiser, Matzah is Menazeh deraiser, Morer deRabon. Hence, of course, I mean, the secret is Mitzrayim is Midraiser. Secret is Mitzrayim. But in general, Matzah, according to the Nitziv, Matzah is not only a mitzvah of Pesach, it's more than that. Matzah represents Pesach, represents, reflects the beauty of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is the main mitzvah. It is the main mitzvah. And the whole Achmaya, why was it necessary to take Matzah and say, because that's what I say. Every Pesach. As now is the mitzvah, the central mitzvah, the guiding mitzvah, is Matzah. And I set up Matzah as the guiding mitzvah by saying, so forth, by repeating Rabban Gamliel's definition. In short, the definition of Rabban Gamliel, he said at the very outset, the very beginning of the Agadah, in order to make matzah the central, the role of matzah, the role of matzah understandable, namely that matzah is the central mitzvah of Seder. It makes no, I mean, I see that you don't understand what the exorcism is that you want to say. As a matter of fact, I don't understand it either. But I believe that I got the, I picked up the thread. There is a very strange and the advances a very strange theory. As a matter of fact, had it been just by the Metziv, even though he was a Rosh Rosh Hashiva for so many years, was a Zera Dor, I would have ignored it completely. It's not the way I was trained. Anyway. However, I found it in Mordechai. Mordechai says it in the name of the Ram Rutenberg. Ram Rutenberg, not Mordechai, not the Metziv. You cannot just throw the Malachi. So you have to pay attention. They came up, I saw the third figure Maskilisha, but they came up with a very strange theory. The Mordechai quotes it in the name of the Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg is Chachmi Ashkenazi. They say that this man and Midrash, the Seder was like that. He used to eat first and say that got the next. Because we have many kashes, which will be erased with the stroke of a pen if you accept this concept or theory. If you accept this theory, we ask that a friend of your kashes. How do you know, Shigefina? How do you know that you are going to dig twice? Well, perhaps we'll dig five times. A while as a click. Who am I? I don't know, perhaps we'll need 100 later. The son questions the father about things which the son did not witness. It's too soon, it's too early in the evening to witness it. And the guy, I don't know any territory. So you tell him around the next, all right? You teach him, okay. All right. But otherwise it there's no answer. So the Maram Rutenberg says, the Maram Rutenberg. This is because L'Achachom Mabayis has all changed the order. First, L'Achachom Mabayis is first Agode, and after you get through with Agode, you get from Pesach or Matz. This is Manazer, this is our Seder. This man, based on English or Yekayo, they used to say Tidesh, wash their hands, and say, I'm a Hira Sadoim, and say, I'm a Tidechem in Oretz, and eat, not the Teres Mitzvah, but the Teres Reshus, as well as time. The Teres Reshus, that's what I'm quoting the Maram Rutenberg. The Teres Reshus, and after they got through with the eating, they used to bend, because in the Samosnes, that in our Seder is the third, the man Amigdash was the second, and then they used to at the end of the second course, they used to eat matzah. They eat matzah and pesach and all the delicacies. Yes. Because all kashas are wiped off. As if you use the wet floor. It's one thing. It's like the surface becomes split. There's no problem anymore. But then the kashas and then are wonderful. They are in place. And because they did like that. The Shechorah, they said Nidros. So they, the Chachmei HaMishnei has rearranged the Seder. Rearranged the Seder. And the matzah was placed back over in the center. The matzah, now it is to make sense. The matzah was placed in the center. And the Pesach, I mean, lost its prominence, so to say. So, is So how does the Seder change? By saying at the beginning, does the Seder change? By saying at the very beginning, by making the declaration at the very beginning, that the beholding Yotzu Avetzeinu Mitzrayim, or Yotzonu Mitzrayim, and this is symbolized by Matzah, and this is the most characteristic feature of Gulas Mitzrayim, the Avetzeinu. And that is that this is reflected by Matzah, the idea of the Avetzeinu. Is in Mele, we are reversing the order, and Matzah will come first, and Pesach will come at the end of the Achilus Matzah. Matzah will come first, and Matzah becomes the animal of Dvorim Harvey, Why actually don't we, I've got to ask something. Why actually didn't we arrange it? Why didn't the Mishnah arrange it the way Galitzi and Mordechai suggest? What's wrong? The answer is, because the matzah would lack one quality, namely lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim harvei. According to the Seder, according to the sequence of the Bayis She'ini, in Beis HaMikdash, so you could not say that God the first and the matzah next, because the matzah has got to be exposed on the table during the recital of the Agoda. Lechem eini, lechem she'ini mol of dvorim harve. What do we do in the Tao Seder? We take the matzah, all achmanio, then we send the matzah away for 5 minutes, and the zakirat hashulchan in the four kashas, and then the very moment they begin to say Agoda Mayinu, we bring the matzah on the table. Doesn't the Ramos say the matzah is yu megulin, called mana miras agode? The only time when we cover the matzah is when we pick up the kos. Bishon got avisenu, ashot alonu, halel. But as long as if there is no special duty of a homeless kos, of picking up the kos, so the matzah is on the table. Because as the Kazai is as a loche, a matzah has got to tell us Sipri Tiers Mitzrayim. Not only I tell my friend Sipri Tiers Mitzrayim, but the matzah tells us Sipri Tiers Mitzrayim. The way it is, the Abraham Rudenberg is right, and this was actually, this happened during my Sheni, that the matzah, the meal preceded the Agode, so and we ate matzah, and they ate matzah when? Before the Agode, but anyway, before the Agode. Because it's not a lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim harvei. It's not a lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim harvei. That's why you introduced that the matzah, the Agode should be recited first, and because the Agode is recited first, we have the opportunity to succeed to expose the matzah to the Sifur Agode. And when we eat the matzah, al achilas matzah, is the matzah which we consume, is what kind of a matzah is it? Lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim harvei. And that's what bothers me. I don't know how them here works it out, I don't know, but this is not important now, I understand so much. Is the be'ilu yotzonu mimitzrayim, that the be'ilu yotzonu mimitzrayim is a proclamation that now the Seder is different. It is not Agode and then Achille, but it is Achille and then Agode. No. The Seder is different, and now it is Agode plus Agode followed by Achille, correct? Agode followed by Achille. Why? Because why is Agode followed by Achille? Why not Achille before the Agode? Because the matzah must be Alechem She'inim ol ha'dvorim harvei. And without having the matzah ready for Sipur Yetzias, for the matzah ready, I mean, we cannot eat the matzah. So when I say the Be'ilu Yotzah V'Seinim Mitzrayim, what I mean to say is, and this is the matzah. This is, please, I interpret Rav Gamliel, what do I say? The Matzah, when they actually ate the Pesach and the Matzah, and the Matzah before the Avodah, they missed, what did they miss? They missed the Lechem She'inim Ra'odvarim Harbet, Ra'on Harbet. So nowadays, I'll say that the Mishnah appears to say so, that the Matzah that you see, I got the first and Matzah next, even though you don't have it black and white, that this is exactly what you should do. But the way we study the Mishnah is, I mean, the impression you get is that first the Agode, the Sheini, the Shlishi. The Sheini, the Kana Ben Sheer. The Sheini, the Kana Ben Sheer. So what happens to Kana Ben Sheer? Means when you go on with the Agode, or Kana Ben Sheer, because what kind of Kana Ben Sheer? This is the problem. Anyway, the Matzah, so this Mana Bais, so the Matzah and the Pesach were consumed after the Agode, before the Agode, before the Agode. Then when the Agode started to say the Agode, we had no Matzah, nor did they have Pesach. I mean, to which the Agode should be, we should address itself to them. Yeah. But when the Lachas Churban Hamikdash, when the Matzah was the sequence was changed. So what was the reason for changing? The reason was because Matzah has got to be Lechem She'inim of Dvorim Harbet. The Matzah must be exposed to Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim. It is still exposed. You mean the Matzah cannot be exposed to Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim unless I say that I got it first and the Achila next. Well, how do you? So you have to say that the Matzah Sipur. So that's how we start. We start with the Yilu Yotza V'Seinu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It means this is the Chiyuv Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim, which is limited to the Matzah. And since Matzah there is a separate field from Matzah from Lechem She'inim or Dvorim Harbet, so we cannot eat and postpone the Agodah until after the meal, but you have to say the Agodah immediately. I mean, you cannot eat and postpone the Agodah until you get through with the meal, but he has got to eat immediately. He has got to just one. You cannot eat. She's not. But the halacha is she'inim olav dvorim harbet means simply that the matzah is the source of sipur yetzirat mitzrayim. And when I say the agode, the matzah should be on the shulchan, in order the matzah should be called lechem she'inim olav dvorim harbet. In Zman Abayis, they did not, there was no kteide, they didn't consider it necessary that the Matzah be a source of Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim. And there is no need for the Matzah to say the Nisaper Yetzirat Mitzrayim. I mean, the Gadol should tell the story of Mitzrayim. Yeah. However, Lach HaChurban, so they realized they changed their mind and they introduced first word, the first the Achille, first the Agode, and then the Achille. His matter is Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim. His subject is exposed to Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim because you have the matter of Ashukhon. During the time you say the Agode. So this act of exposing the matter to Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim is a Kiddush. And after Kiddush, the way that it keeps us, after Kiddush is the Mechayev is Achiret. The Mechayev, after Kiddush, all of his Kiddush leads to Achiret. If there's no Achiret, no Suda, there's no Kiddush. And Kiddush, all of them think Suda, then that's the third time. In Pesach night, the same Aloha applies to Pesach night as well, that Kiddush must precede the Suda, and the Suda follows immediately the Kiddush. What is the idea? And that's exactly what according to the Mordechai, the Anshi Yerushalayim used to do Pesach night, he used to say Kiddush, and right after the Kiddush, they used to not recite, on the contrary, have the Suda. This is the way they did every Yom Tov and every Shabbat, the Suda. Well, Lach HaChurban, the next of the Kiddush, the Suda did not follow up the Kiddush, but the Agode followed the Kiddush, So there was need for an explanation. Why? Why should this night be different from all night by eating, by postponing the Sude until after the Agore? Why? Why? Because the Matzah is an instrument of security exercise. And if the Sude follows the Kiddush, so the Matzah has no chance to be an instrument of security exercise, because the Matzah is eaten up before he gets to security exercise. The security is Mitzrayim is at the end, at the end. So what is the reason? That is the reason that the Matzah, that Agode is said the way we do. It means immediately after the Sude, and the Sude comes next to the Agode. Security is Mitzrayim. This is exactly what is the Baduilu Yotzer said. Before they started, now, for instance, we make Kiddush, should be Kaddish. Vechil, the Kiddush and Sude are one mechayev. It's one concept, one idea. Kiddush and Sude. The Rashbam speaks about it. Narev Sochem. It's one idea. It's one concept. It's one beauty. Kiddush and Sude Shabbos. So why is Pesach different? Because Pesach, the idea of Kiddush and Sude collides with another idea. Which idea? From Sipurei Yetzias Mitzrayim at the top of the Matzah. Lechem Sheni Ulador and Harav. So you need the Agode, you cannot eat immediately, but you need the Agode for the Matzah. So I say that there is Kiyum Agode, so what do? I proclaim aloud that this Matzah is a part of the Kippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we have got to start with the Agode immediately. Holach Ma'anil, the Cholah V'Son of Ba'ar of Mitzrayim, it means it is Achol HaRishon Ba'ar HaMitzvah means what? Means that the Matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the Be'ilu Yotzanu HaMitzvayim. The Matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the story? The story is the story of the Ketozen. Hence, let us continue with the Agode, the entire Agode. From Agode, we give the Farid, 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 introducing the matzah as the iker, as the central mitzvah, that the whole Seder from Sipurei Yetzias Mitzrayim revolves about which the whole Seder revolves, this singling out of the matzah, that this is the main idea, and the matzah has got to be a part of the Sipurei Yetzias Mitzrayim, an instrument of Sipurei Yetzias Mitzrayim. This idea was expressed in the Be'ilu Yotzer HaRishonim Mitzrayim, or the whole Achmanin, the whole Avesono. It means that the mitzvah's matzah, it should be exposed on the table during Sipurei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, we postpone the Sude and we go on with the Agode. This is the way the Mitzvah interprets. The matzah is a separate halacha. The secret is Mitzrayim is not through Pesach. You don't say Pesach Sheinim Olav Dvorim Harvei. The secret is Mitzrayim is not through Morer. You don't say Morer Sheinim Olav Dvorim Harvei. The secret is Mitzrayim is an instant. The secret is Mitzrayim is one thing, namely what? Matzah. So you introduce the matzah into the test to the Seder immediately, right after Kiddush. Because if you postpone to introduce the matzah right after Kiddush, so the aloha as in Kiddush or the same Sude means, as after Kiddush, Kiddush must follow by Sude, I mean, comes in, you come in, you force us to say instead of the Agode, I mean, to engage now instead of the Agode, in Sude. Because if you don't see Allah, you don't say the deal you got in Mitzrayim. You said Kiddush. Shechayonu v'timonu v'donu v'zman hazeh. Amarnu v'kiddush. Lechayu v'dish yom tef. Fine, Baruch Hashem. All right. Next. What is next? Just a second. What next? Next. It shouldn't. Ein kishum kem shudeh does not mean it shouldn't walk away. It means that look at the team Sude and the same Kiddush is a wrong thing. Is next is Sude. Fine. Next is Sudha. So I start Sudha. But this is not our minute. We don't study Sudha. We are about to start Advaita. So you've got to explain to people. The people that deal with Advaita. Then why say that brother? Why not take the meal on him and finish on him Sudha? Rashbam is a person who was Rosh Hashanah. This Hashem Chubot. As the Kiddush is only where the Sudha is consumed, if the Sudha is not consumed, immediately there is no Kiddush. Okay, so why should we change? The answer is we change because you know that every matter later is exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because matter is a key in matter that are totally unique. A key in Achilles matter and from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in order to save the role of the matter, the source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I have to start with the Agoda, not with the Sudha Efta Kiddush. That's what you say right away. Efta Kiddush. This is the matter, and this matter is the source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This matter is the, so to say, the instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. She tells you the whole story of Shibud and Gule, because the matter is the symbol of Gibur Shchina. Hashem Nigleh Ma'amelach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golem. Yetzias Matzah Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we overlook the aloha, we overrule the aloha. The Kiddush Mitzrayim Sudha. In order to be able to observe the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Kilchoso, namely to have the matter on the table, while the Agoda will be recited, and the Achilles and the Sudha, which is so important for Kiddush, will be postponed, willy-nilly must be postponed, until after the Agoda. And this is the whole Achmaran of the matter is singled out, because of the matter, of the role of the matter, and they, as Lechem Shinu, as Lauren Harvey, they say their words to me. Namely, that instead of Kiddush and Kim Sudha, to combine Kiddush with Sudha, we postpone the Sudha until later, and we recite the Agoda while the matter is exposed. You know. You want to take it? Take it. Not, I wouldn't say, I wouldn't spend a sleepless night. But as a matter of fact, I knew of the theory, and I did not pay attention to it. Pay attention. Why, I don't know. I didn't feel this theory is genuine. I don't know. Then I came across the Inner Shota, Rav Shalev. No, Rav Shalev, 60 years, Rav Shalev, Rav Shalev, you can find it for Nanai Kletchi and stuff. You know why? Because people don't know the value of it. It's excellent. It's excellent. He when it comes to Tolaracha, the Yadne Tuy Ashtayim, the Miragol Ashtayim, the Zrei Ashtayim, the Nessa Makas is wonderful. You take it to take a brother and look up. And you say, this is just a friendly advice. I am not sure. In the publication, I also but I still didn't like. I felt like that there is some element of masculinism in the answer. So I felt it. So I didn't pay attention. But then the unbelievable, the impossible happened. I opened up the Mordechai to say it, in the name of Rabbi Meir, the Maram Rutenberg. The Aloha. But the Aloha answers all kashes. And the whole Achmaranya is good. But I found that Aloha, the Matzah has a single, a unique position. And I have to introduce them at the, imagine, as I told you before, it's not a play. I'm not playing comedy. I'm not a comedian. But I invited guests for the Seder. The guest camarades didn't know how the Seder is. Didn't attend any school about it. Yeah. Or any sessions in the temple about it. Playing camarades. Okay, I told them, I jumped up, Kiddush, you know. Come here, Kiddush came, and I said, Kiddush, no, I mean, they are ready for the Seder. And I'm not ready for the Seder. They didn't ask me, well, why not? I mean, Kiddush without the Seder. The politician Sudha for you is one unit. You want to end it? What do you mean, Kiddush is anything Sudha? The Kiddush is anything Sudha, no doubt about it. So he said, no, I can't. different. Right, different. What am I showing? I go what the God is, what not the God is. You see what the God is said here? That matter symbolizes the whole practice of the world. That's why matter deserves